Get up and dance. When you hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, John Edison. This is Connect the Dots radio show. This is BBS Internet Radio. I like to call it Radio Free America because here on BBS Internet Radio, we can speak the truth without any fear of repercussions from evil governments, etc., etc. Well, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. Hey, and we need to connect the dots, really. Within the last week, a reintroduction of important information coming out of the southwest New Mexico, an ancient arrow site that was revealed back in the late 1990s, first with Nexus magazine, and now it's being reintroduced to correlate with what's happening now. And even though that's where I first came upon this information back in the late 90s in Nexus magazine about a scientist who had defected from the ACIO. Yeah. Do we know what that means? Well, it isn't important. What it stands for, you know. ACIO stands for something. It's a secret organization. That's all you need to know. And a scientist defected from it because they had discovered, regular people had discovered the ancient arrow site, and then the secret military government got word of this, and they took command of the whole situation, confiscated the property, and continued to investigate the 23 chambers cut out of solid rock in that area of northern New Mexico. So, because it was related to Indian settlements, there became the ancient arrow site, arrow as in connection with the Indians, the Native Americans. Anyhow, the government took control of that, and they were got all this important information that was revealed to us by, I guess, humans from the future, when they finally deciphered what the information was. And it contained all kinds of, it was 23 separate caves cut out of solid rock, chambers they called them, and each one had a giant mural on the wall. Each one had two poetic compositions in each one of these 23 chambers. Yeah. And again, it's the ancient arrow site. Look it up. But anyhow, a lot of this, the interviews got, and this was the second set of interviews. I heard the original ones from done in Australia, but this was the second set of interviews that are being reposted now. They have a lot of important information. They talk about the defected scientist who left the project because he didn't like what was going on, and he felt he was going to be brainwashed by the group because he was sympathetic to ideas that the group weren't sympathetic. And you know how the situations are. So anyhow, Some of the important information coming out now was he revealed a lot of information that was decoded from this disc that was left in the 23rd chamber of the ancient arrow site, 23 chambers in a row. And the 23rd chamber had this disc that they figured was some kind of, you know, instruction booklet, et cetera, code. And they broke that code and figured out the information in the disc would help, which helped them understand the language of the visitors from space. And subsequently, they deciphered a lot of information and how to read the hieroglyphics or pictorial representations that were in each specific chamber or cave. And there was a lot of mention of the Anunnaki, which most of us know by the book, The 12th Planet, written in, I think, 2006. But here's information coming forth in the late 90s, mentioning a galactic federation, mentioning the Anunnaki, mentioning the Assyrians, and there's some very disheartening news coming out that we need to consider. The fact that the Anunnaki were genetically capable of devising what is referred to as human 1.0. And such a human was designed specifically for slave labor, that it could be manipulated and bluffed around and told what to do. And then there was a further development of human 2.0 that was also allowed. At the time, supposedly the Atlanteans were already on Earth, and they were asked permission from the Anunnaki to do these experiments with humanity, and were given permission to do so by the Atlanteans at that time. And then there's a serpent race involved. Yeah, how about that? Haven't we heard that before? And it turns out when the Atlanteans were being subverted into being these human 1.0 beings, slave labor. And then when the proposition for humanity 2.0 came into effect, this group called the Assyrians got involved and were willing to help the Anunnaki develop another hybrid, we could call it, human species for slave labor. Hey, so, I mean, that's important information. Because, you know, we're told today that the Assyrians are part of the good group that's here to free us from the enslavement of the Anunnaki and other negative races that have sought to control humanity. And that's very important information. But let me get into some more details about this, because it's important, you know? The group that came to Earth and left this capsule or arrangement of 23 chambers got out of solid rock, they claim it's only one of seven that had been hidden on the Earth. That's amazing information. So only one of seven of the Wingmaker's revelations to humanity implanted hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago on Earth, were found. And this, all this information is out of this one, first one they found in New Mexico, that referred to as Ancient Arrow Site. So, as December 28, 1997, only one of the capsules was found. I don't know what the record is today, but whatever. And the optical disc was found in the 23rd chamber. Oh, my God. So, the new stuff is Dr. Neruda interviews. In the original ones presented in Nexus magazine, he was referred to as Dr. Anderson and clearly stated a fake name to protect him, to protect his identity. But these recent interviews, he gives the name Dr. Neruda. And he makes an amazing statement while being questioned that reading some of the information disclosed on the disc that was being translated, no sooner than he read certain information, the text magically vanished into the air. Woo! Now, what does that say? Is that real magic or whatever? That's how it happened. And the final analysis is info. The info in these interviews says, holographically, reality is controlled by evil agents. The greatest diversity equals the greatest separation. So much for diversity. A new derived us in many ways. He deceived us in many ways. This is important information to understand, that we have been deceived by the false gods. And also, Marduk was a human programmer, and he's also identified as the rebel of the fake gods. Well, the... supposedly, what's being revealed, re-revealed now, is the Anunnaki made of, semi-transparent, non-physical gold. Whoa! How could that be? Gold now in a defense physical, human, I-O ended at Great Flood. So, right, human 1.0 was ended at the Great Flood. You know, we've heard comments about that in the Bible. I can no longer deal with man. Of course, that's the false God talking. But Dr. Neruda says, the Anunnaki decided to create their clone human slaves. Ability to have babies and Assyrians help them genetically achieve this. How about that? So the original humans they had created were nothing but clones that couldn't procreate. And I mean, that gives a lot of credit intellectually and operationally, the ability of the Anunnaki to be procreators across all five realms of God. Oh, my Lord. So, all these things are being revealed to us now. Do we trust the Syrians? We know the Anunnaki were to blame already, but now we know how much they are, more they are to blame. But on the other note, if you flip over to the positive side, there's a booster meditation happening in about 2 days. Like on, I use Eastern Daylight Time because New York City, that's where I am. At 9:11 p.m. July 28th, Eastern Daylight Time, my time here, there's going to be a meditation. Well, as I'm telling you, you the listener, it's your ability to find out about it and participate. Of course, the best place to always find out these kind of information is on the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. But if you're on Twitter, you always can go to We Love Mass Meditation. That's the hashtag. And what can I say except I've said what I said? Hey, this is, and live BBS Internet Radio Show. This is a call-in radio show. You got a phone. The number is 888-627-6008. Call in and speak your mind. And remember that geometry is the key that can be used to unlock the doorways that lead to the other dimensions. Did you know that? And gathering information on the path of correlation is an excellent starting point and pathway to transverse in your quest for discovering truth. Let both intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. Well, what can we say? In one way, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You got that? Any person who claims to be neutral in regard to rejecting evil versus not rejecting evil, that individual is part of the problem. The true enemies of mankind have always been the anti-God, invisible beings, fallen angels, the ungodly lords of darkness, other demons, the visible aliens, plus the visible aliens, Nibor, Rubens, Graves, and other anti-God ETs, etc. And their human puppets that they mind control from behind the scenes, like your politicians. Yeah. And of course they would be mind control from behind the scenes. Let me tell you, my friends, that all limited belief systems eventually become plans designed to fail. Though there are exceptions, the revelations of spiritual information given to the mortals of time and space, that's us, are like fresh bowls of fruit placed on the dinner table. There is a time limit as to how long they will be able to offer you sustenance. As time passes, the once good fruit will have spoiled. And to partake of it then can have a negative effect upon you. And so it is the same in regard to people of the 21st century who blindly embrace inflexible religious belief systems. that were designed to be accepted by the limited comprehension ability of the people living on Earth thousands of years ago. Societies that perpetuate those inflexible limited belief systems by rigidly holding on to the old illogical beliefs, deferred as such by the new revelations, defined as such by the new revelations, are destined to never evolve spiritually. That's right. Those religions that go hold on to old belief systems will never evolve spiritually. You got that? That was then, and this is now. The spiritual growth of an individual requires that the comprehension of a more encompassing, bigger picture of total reality. Yeah, you have to comprehend that bigger picture of total reality. The requirement for gaining that more encompassing comprehension is that you, the truth seeker, read the new revelations given to mankind within the last 100 years about God, and there are plenty of them, his true nature, his many spiritual realms, and the countless number of loyal spirit servants who rank above angels and then correlate that new information with the older scriptures. Yes, you got to do that. If you're not going to bother to do that, don't even think of telling anyone you know what the hell you're talking about, because you damn well don't. If you don't do what I just said there, if you don't even do those investigations, you know no crap. And that's it. There is no one book that reveals all truth. How could there be? Reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. You know, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. You got that? People respond better to mutual agreements and rather than inflexible laws. Everybody should understand that and know that's the truth. It is not so much the ideology that determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as to its success or failure. The burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all whose agenda is to prove something. Just because one exception can be found that does not hold true in regard to the concepts and consciousness of a theory, that one exception does not necessarily negate the whole theory or the validity of the relevant facts and reasoning that support that theory. These are words of wisdom. What can I say, but people need to wake up. There's so many things happening right now. Physical changes in the makeup of planet Earth. Physical changes in our bodies that perhaps we are not even aware of. The claim of victory of the light. And this victory still needs support of the masses. Otherwise, it'll take longer for the victory to sink in. You know, just like the historical comprehension of the Civil War in America. The treaties and the war had been signed, but because of lack of communication, soldiers on the outskirts of the battle were still fighting each other because they had no knowledge that the war had ended. And battles continue for some short amount of time, but they continue, and people were still killing people. And it's kind of similar in a way like that. Victory of the light has already been announced. We're moving into the new reality, but there's still skirmishes with the dark side trying to inflict their evil ways upon humanity. The commercials on TV are still promoting vaccines. It's insane. How can this be allowed? People want to protest. Why aren't you protesting about that? Yeah, sure, it's easy to protest about Gaza. We all know that's evil crap. And, of course, why hasn't anybody solved the problem, including Trump? Why hasn't he solved it? Clinton was going to do that, but it didn't happen. And the bottom line is, come on, the Israeli leader is one of the evil New World Order bastards, and so it's happening. So they're all aligned with the ET agenda for us to kill as many of each other as we can and never give up the fight and just continue to serve them without even knowing you're serving them. Yeah, and that's the bottom line, why it's continuing. You know, I mean, I'll tell everyone the truth if you're listening. The Palestinian people, the people there who are suffering, if they had any brains, knew how to think for themselves, and they obviously don't, brainwashed by their own government, they would tell that Hamas government to get the fuck out, because that's the only way they're going to stop being persecuted by demonic Jews who control the country. It's not the Jewish people. Jewish people are good people, but their government is evil. So it's Hamas. Hamas is the government. It's evil. All governments are evil. And pretty much. But that's it. You know, somebody needs to start telling the Palestinian people, look, get rid of this Hamas. And then the Jewish people have no excuse for harming you anymore, because you took it upon yourself to get rid of the evil government. And suddenly, because your evil government decided to massacre 1,200 innocent Jewish people, that you're suffering now. It's their fault. It's not yours. It's their fault. So get rid of them. Aren't you willing to denounce the evil that really caused all your suffering? You should have, you know, and of course, they were prodding in doing that because the real leaders of the world behind the scene, they knew that would bring ultimate vengeance upon Palestine from the Jewish government, because the Jewish government is one of the most evil governments in the world. But you can beat them by simply getting rid of Hamas yourself, and then they would have nothing against you, and then you can get all the relief and aid you need. So why don't you do that? Why isn't this message I'm speaking now being told to the people? You gotta wonder. I mean, it's so obvious, such an obvious solution, you know? And none of the politicians can figure this out, and none of the world leaders can figure it out. Because that's why you gotta stop electing stupid people. You know? You really have to stop electing stupid people, because these stupid people are ruining the world. They listen to the ETs that program them. I don't believe it's happening. Well, I tell you, for starters, everybody needs to read these interviews of Dr. Neruda. Someone named Carrie Cassidy has posted them, so you can probably look up her and find the interviews. Dr. Neruda interviews, all about, up in the late 90s, about the ACIO and their evil organization and, you know, what they're looking for, body slave technology. It's been recently messaged, believe it or not. So this was information ahead of its time. And tell me, it's that Dr. Neruda actually mentions that he talks, he gives good explanation of the Galactic Federation, you know. We always, you know, all of us on Earth here, we always thought the Federation, well, that's that make-believe group of people on Star Trek, you know, that Captain Kirk represented the Federation. With your non-interference thing, but apparently the real Federation, when you find a little out about it, they're going to interfere in situations if you ask them. Again, I'm teaching you Jesus, asking, you will receive. But Star Trek, if anything, was discouraging people from asking those questions. They actually believed this prime directive was real, you know, when it was only a fictional story, you know, it hit the premise for the show. But there is no such thing as a prime directive. People ought to wake up and realize that. Tell Captain Kirk, like, how dare you trick us with this? He'll say, oh, we're going to be an actor. Anyhow, I just went with the script. There is groups from, well, anyhow, Dr. Neruda says every galaxy has a Galactic Federation. We're the Milky Way, so we have a Galactic Federation. So apparently that's what the Aurora Ray is talking about when Aurora says she or he identifies him. Aurora identifies themselves as he or she, you know, one with a feminine voice. I'm Aurora Ray. Then the master was, leader of the Galactic Federation, something like that. So we have that group here that's, you know, filtrating their intentions and supposed helpful information through Aurora, right? Emissary of the Galactic Federation. But apparently all galaxies have their own federation. But then there's this thing called the Confederation, which you can find out about going to the portal, 2012 portal.blogspot.com, and find out for yourself. And they're the ones promoting the premeditation here on you know, July 28th or 29th, depending where you are. I told you it's a little after 9 p.m., 9:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 28th of July. But the main 12/21 portal openings are on August 12th, August 18th. And August 21st. And again, if you really need, at this point in time, if you need to know the time in your area, you go to the portal, or you go to on Twitter, you love mass meditation. And they'll have the conversion tables there for you, I'm sure. And I'll be participating in these events. Whether they want me to or not, I'll be participating. And you should participate too, because it's a gathering of the collective consciousness of humanity. And having participated in these events before, they never talk about anything negative. So it's positive. So that's a good sign in itself. And you should consider participating in these events. Find out what time it is in your time zone, and that will determine how easily it will be for you to participate. And the last one, you know, August 12th, August 18th, and August 21st. And for those of you who have listened to my show before, I have told you the fifth epoch of Revelation Humanity tells us that August 21st was the birthday of Jesus of Nazareth, who became known as Jesus Christ. That's his birthday. It happened at 12 noon. Isn't that perfect? The time between the daylight and the dark light. 12 noon. You know? At that perfect, exactly 12 noon, he was born on August 21st. And that information was given to humanity over 50 years ago. Maybe over 70 years ago. I can't go far that far back, but it was a long time ago. But it never gets talked about. People are afraid, you know? I mean, people all revel in ideas, especially the Christians and the Catholics, that, you know, readers of the Bible, you know, the Bible points out celebrating his birthday on the 25th, but the Bible never reveals that that was his birthday, you know. And if there's any historical influence to the 25th, it's Zoroaster was born on December 25th. So that date might have been perpetrated forth by the Christian following the teachings of Jesus, go out there by two and spread the gospel. They decided to pick that date because it would help convince the Zoroastrians, the follower of Zoroaster, that this was the guy to follow. And I think somebody else famous was also born on December 25th, but it wasn't Jesus. The fact that we celebrate that day, well, hey, it's called Christmas. It's a time to give presents to the children, if anything. But if you really want to celebrate the birth of Jesus, hey, it's August 21st. Go check it out. The fifth apocryphal revelation clearly states that. No ifs, ands, maybes, or buts. And the life of Jesus is revealed via the archangel, rather, the guardian angel of one of Jesus' brothers. I'm not going to say which one, but one of Jesus had brothers, physical brothers. Well, one of the guardian angels assigned to the brothers of Jesus revealed his memory of living and witnessing the life of the early Jesus. And that's certainly a lot more reliable than any Jewish scribe ever wrote down. And most of the, even the New Testament, it's mostly by Jewish people, with one or two exceptions. So, so much for that. But let's talk facts, you know. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. What do you know about healing with light? Healing with frequencies. Yeah. There's more than one people out there now advertising the healing with frequencies. You know, it all actually manifested 100 years ago with Dr. Royce Raymond Ray, RRR. Himself. Yeah. He invented a special telescope where you could see bacteria moving around and observe a color. And the color of the bacteria was the key to finding the frequency that would destroy the bacteria, because every color has its frequency. So when you translate, and he had the equipment to do this, when you were able to transfer the color of the bacteria to an exact frequency in hertz per second, you were able to find the frequency that would destroy the bacteria. Like the opera singer singing the note that shatters the glass, when you project back the identical frequency of the pathogen you're trying to get rid of, it will shatter and won't be able to hold itself in integrity. And so that is how frequencies cure problems. And the people doing it today, there's several people doing it. Spooky too, Rife Technology in Virginia, and another place out in Arizona. Can't think of the name of it now, but they have some impressive machines, light towers, that you put around the body. And of course, we've heard the ET med beds are coming. Yeah, whenever the ETs finally land, we heard they've been given out on special occasions. But we don't want to hear that. We want to hear that it's available for all of us. And I've made my feelings known to them by the only means I can. You know, I got an email, the resistance, Cobra Resistance, and I have no idea whoever receives these emails. It could be an intelligent person, or it could be an ignoramus, you know? Because the responses I've gotten are not too, I'm not too happy with them, and they're not too promising. So am I communicating with an artwork or a chimpanzee or something even less? I don't know. But I know this. I'm not getting a proper response from what I'm talking and asking. And that's a serious problem. So what does that say? Does that cut away the legitimacy of this group? You know, it's still up in the air, truthfully. But I will participate in the upcoming meditations. And we'll see how it plays out. But it should have happened already. And I only can blame the benevolent extraterrestrials here to help us. They need to get their act going better. And they need to get off the high horse, as it's said, that they can't directly speak with us, you know, the regular humans, who know much more than the political phonies. There seems to be no change in plans. You know, when the event happens and they land here, announce themselves, they're going to go straight to the deceivers of all time, the politicians, the United Nations, and all the other crooked organizations, and completely ignoring people like myself and many of you listeners out there who have a great understanding of humanity, way beyond any politician, way beyond any politician on the face of this earth. Is that clear? Us regular people have comprehensions of human society beyond them. This fact needs to be correlated in the thinking of the people who beings who are here wanting to help us. You know, you can't take away all the bad things and then go and meet with the deceivers of all time. the people that know nothing about serving humanity. How stupid are you? We're telling you, and you're not listening. I mean, really. I mentioned it, I think, maybe last week. The portal is reposting some of their earlier stuff, and they're talking back in 2012. They're going to come here, announce themselves, land, and present themselves at the UN. And already back then in 2012, somebody made a comment on that that was posted on their site. Like, why do you want to go, you know, why do you want to go to the UN, the cabal, the people that are against humanity? It doesn't make any sense. And I think that person made a good point. It doesn't make any sense for you to come to our planet, get rid of all the evil, and then start talking to the biggest deceivers of all time who know nothing about serving the general public, who are ignorant, brainwashed beyond belief. These are not the people you want to start talking to. And I think I'm making an important point there. You know, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is BBS Internet Radio. Radio Free America, like I like to call it. Less than 10 minutes to go. But hey, if you got a phone, 888-627-6008, do you dare speak the truth? Well, this is the place to do it in, that's for sure. And I understand that most of humanity has been subdued. And they're being so submissive, they're afraid to be involved in the radio show. And I don't know, prove me wrong. But that's something to consider, you know. Things at times will change. It's time, if you're listening to me and you're not looking for more truth, well, you're not going to find it for so long. But I can tell you right this, by joining Twitter, and going out searching for things related to truth, the new reality, the fifth dimension, you'll find out a lot of information that you're not going to find out anywhere else, just from Twitter alone. And still doesn't cost anything to join. You won't get many followers because the machines are programmed to really be supportive of the people that are willing to pay the richest man in the world more money to be on his program, you know, X, no longer Twitter, called X. Of course, most of us that were on already will only still call it Twitter, but that's the way it is. But you still can, just by joining up, you might not be too popular with things you have to say, because like I say, the machines are not going to promote anything you say, basically, because they're only programmed to put forth good notions by people willing to pay. You got to pay to play if you want the big number of times on Twitter. Not that it matters, but you can learn a lot on Twitter, because there's always great people posting things. And the machines will steer your supply of info via by what you follow, whether you pay or not. To that extent, they just won't support your personal statements. But you can learn a lot by that, because there's a lot of people serving the light who are on there, a lot of people doing great things for humanity on there, a lot of great people who have inside information about what's going on behind the scenes, and a lot of great people who are bringing forth great philosophies by creatures not of this earth. So there's a lot of good information to find there. And surely check into these ancient aerial site interviews. Dr. Naruba, Ruda, and it's in one of the stacks by Kelly Cassidy. The interview, it's just fine with it. If you haven't heard them before, well, you're going to get an education about a lot of what's going on behind the scenes and a lot of what was known going on behind the scenes back in the late 1990s. Yeah. But I was finding out about stuff like that even before that. So much for that. But, hey, understand, you know, this is a radio show I put together. I don't get paid to do this. In fact, I have to pay the engineers to do the workings to get my radio show out there. So every week I lose money doing this radio show, but there's a way for you, the people, the listeners, to help me out. I don't never ask for money for nothing. I've got products out there, you know, and my products are good, and I think some of you listeners ought to be supportive. I think all of you listeners ought to be supportive of the free stuff I put out there. I've got two albums of great songs. One's called Songs by Better Than Dylan. Yeah, it's a CD baby album. You can find it actually on YouTube, and you can hear each one of the songs for free. And then have the courtesy, if you like it, to download it for 99 cents. So I can get 90 cents of that 99 cents, because that's the deal I have with CD baby. It's a fair deal, you know, but I got to have more than one person a week doing that, or I'm not really making money. Hey, it took me money to make the songs, put them out there, make the copies, send them to CD. It took all that information and a certain fee to pay CD Baby to do these favors for me. So, you know, I'm losing money every day of my life. I'm doing something for humanity. And it'd be nice if I get a little help from my friends or my listeners or whatever you want to call yourself. And by simply listening to those albums, CD Baby albums, Songs Better Than Dylan, or American Party Songs, you can find them on YouTube. If you hear one song you like, download it so I can get some money paid back for the effort it took to make these songs. I mean, 23 Songs Better Than Dylan. Songs Better Than Dylan. I got 23 of them there. And some of them are way, way, way better than anything Dylan or what else. I mean, of course, I've learned from people like him. But, you know, I surpassed what he did just in his one album alone. And then American Party Songs, and that proves I know how to write party songs. They record them, too. Of course, I got many more that I never recorded, but there's enough good ones on that album. 12 songs, American Party songs, and you're liable to find one you like. Download it so I can get a fee for it being downloaded. You know? I need this participation. Hey, I've got the book out there that the show spawned this show, Connect the Dots. It was the book I wrote, Connect the Dots Theory. And it has pictures that no one on planet Earth has about invisible things that a camera can capture at night. You got that? I have not come across anyone, anywhere, any picture, any photo amongst this whole planet that has the special things that I captured on camera, and it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, which is has many theories within it, but it purely reveals the facts of invisible things that exist in our realm that we cannot physically see, but the camera does see and proves they exist. And I've got the negatives of the film to prove it. If you're not interested in seeing about the only real photographs of invisible things that the camera can pick up, you know, definite things, if you're not willing to see that, how can you call yourself, what kind of a person are you that you're that disinterested in reality? I'm talking about reality here. This isn't a fake show I got in my book there. These are real pictures of real things and all the unusual spacecraft that hover in the sky that nobody is telling you about. And nobody is revealing pictures to this day about. I've got the only pictures of these things in my book. Aren't you interested in seeing something original that's truthful and nobody else is willing to talk about? And then look it up. Download the book. It only costs less than a drink at a bar, please. Can't tell me that you're not interested in learning something, a book that has philosophical knowledge in it, that can make you a smarter person before by the time you're done reading it. How can you ignore something like that? The first 40 pages are free on Google. Google it. Connect the Dots Theory by Don Edison. Listen, this is the end of our show. I'm going to do the countdown. Get out of here. Listen to my music. Greatest single guitar solo at the end of a song. You're the parting kind, followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. Listen to the words. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown now. Hey, everybody, tell your friends. Tune in next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look cause I caught their eye.